It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
I was standing on a front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her wait for her answer. Oh, Tammy's and people there from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, sawed off 14 on my left. Through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path, and I can't say that I'm sorry for the wrongs that we had done. At least for a little while, sir, me and her had us some fun. Well, the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge, he sends me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, leather strips across my chest. Sheriff and the man pulls that sweet, and he snaps my poor head back. Will you make sure my pretty baby is sitting right there on my lap? Declared me unfit to live. Said into that grave, Lord, my soul be heard. Wanna know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just the meanness in this old world.
Something brand new from Long Distance Salvation, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. That was The Wooden Sky with the title track, Nebraska. And in January 1982, holed up in a spare bedroom with nothing but an acoustic guitar, harmonica, and a four-track cassette recorder, Bruce Springsteen recorded a folk masterpiece. And now, 30 years later, a whole new generation of songwriters are paying tribute. It's a brand new release, Long Distance Salvation, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, also available on cassette and vinyl, colored vinyl, which is very cool, and digital download. I'm going to play a few more tracks from that in just a minute. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the ride, the journey. We just never know where the river is going to take us. Okay, probably for about a half hour or so, I'm going to play some new music. Then coming up, we have some adventures of Flash Frisbone, and we're going to delve into the Radio Thrift Shop archives. And there just may be a contest, so please stay tuned for that. Okay, so more of a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. This is the Spirit Family Reunion.
Well, they closed down the auto plant in Mile Wide Lake last month. Ralph went out looking for a job, but he just couldn't find none. He came home too drunk from mixing Tanqueray and wine. He got a gun and shot an out clerk, now they call him Johnny 99. In a part of town where you hit a red light, you don't stop. Ralph is waving his gun around, threatening to blow his top. When an off-duty cop snuck up on him from behind, out in front of the club, tipped off to slap the cuffs on Johnny 99. Well, the city supplied a public defender, but the judge was mean John Brown. Pulled into the courtroom and his stabbed poor Johnny down. Well, the evidence is clear and the city's gonna fit the crime. Prison for 98 New Year. If you can take a man's life for the thoughts that's in his head, won't you sit back in that chair and think it over one more time? Let him shave off my head, put me on that execution line.
Joe Roberts, I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out of Pernville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, honest as I could. I got a brother named Frankie, Frankie ain't no good. Ever since we were young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on a short wave, Frankie's in trouble downtown. If it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. When it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. Me and Frankie laughing and drinking, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's strained like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, he just ain't no good. Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm to ferment, settled down, took Maria for my bride. But them wheat prices kept dropping till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68 and me, I took this job. Yeah, we're laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's straying, teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, that night was like any other. I got a call about a quarter to nine. There was trouble in a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. Was a girl crying at a table, and it was Frank, they said. Well, I went out and jumped in my car, and then I hit the lights. I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. It was out at the crossroads, down round Globang. Seen a Buick with the high plates, behind the wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. Pulled over to the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. Me and Frankie laughing and drinking, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's straying like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, he just ain't no good. Thank you.
riding on a wet night, neath the refinery's glow. Out where the Black River flows, Mr. State Trooper, don't you stop me now. Our license registration, well, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I done. Mr. State Trooper, don't you stop me now. Mr. State Trooper,
Mr. State Trooper,
don't you stop me.
Don't you stop me.
Oh, please don't stop me.
Don't you stop me now.
Oh, maybe you got a kid, maybe you got a pretty wife. The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, don't you stop me now. Oh, Mr. State Trooper,
Mr. State Trooper,
don't you stop me. Oh, please don't stop me. Don't you stop me now. All right now. In the wee hours, your mind gets hazy. Radio relay towers are gonna lead me to my baby. Yes, radio's dimmed up with talk show stations. It's just talk, 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 talk till you lose your patience. Mr. State Trooper, don't you stop me now. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Don't you stop me now. Is there anybody out there? Listen to my last prayer. I hold several delivering me from nowhere. Mr. State Trooper, don't you stop me now. Oh, Mr. State Trooper,
Mr. State Trooper,
please don't stop me.
Don't you stop me.
Please don't stop me. Don't you stop me now. Mr. State Trooper, Mr. State Trooper, Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me now.
I had a complicated cleaning check with the lime bomb. She's humming like a turbo jet. Drive her in the backyard on a concrete block. Yeah.
that I dreamed I was a child. I went high and low, wild and tall, trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart out and down that broken path with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees there in the night. My father's house stood shining hard and bright. Branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the heart that would tore us apart. Never again, sir, dare to reach other's hearts. I got dressed that house I did ride. I'm out on the road, I can see the window shining in the light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story, who I'd come for. Said, I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore. My father's house shines hard and bright. Dead like a beacon, calling me in the night. Calling and calling, so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie untold.
Some music from Long Distance Salvation, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album, which was recorded 30 years ago. That was David Wax with My Father's House. Before that, we heard Trampled by Turtles, Open All Night. Jonah Tolchin prior to that with State Trooper, Joe Pug and Highway Patrolman, and we started that set off with the Spirit Family Reunion, Johnny 99. For more information, you can check out longdistancesalvation.com. That's a brand new, released on MP3, vinyl, and tape. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we illuminate the world of 78s, audio tapes, vinyl LPs, and even a few endangered compact discs. Got some new music now by Beechwood Sparks. This is from their LP, The Tarnished Gold, a tune called Forget the Song.
Pretending, though Thank you.
great new group called Blessed Feathers from their LP From the Mouths of the Middle Class, another release that was released on cassette, LP, and vinyl download, and I also believe compact disc. Great, great tunes. We heard Apple Blossoms and then Somebody Else's. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, analog radio for a digital world. It is time for the contest of the week. And what is that, you might ask? Well, I'm going to play a song. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song or the album that it's from or who the musician is. It's the mystery musician, and I want you to email me with the answer as to who is performing this piece of music. If you know the answer, you can email me and you will receive a one-of-a-kind Radio Thrift Shop QSL. If you don't know what a QSL is, I'm not going to explain it to you, so go look it up. Or not. Google is not the fount of all knowledge. Okay, so this is the contest. Email me with the mystery musician's name to fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. Phonetically, that's Frank Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. That's not Colby underlined, that's colby-hyphen, that little line, whatever you want to call it. Mystery music, here it goes. Thank you. DJ Frederick presents Great Moments in WSCS History. October 1st, 1922, WSCS signs on the air at 640 kilocycles with the following message.
I am Trumpeter Lanfrey, one of the surviving trumpeters in charge of the Light Brigade in Balaclava. I am now going to sound the bugle that was sounded at Waterloo, and sound the charge as was sounded at Balaclava on that very same bugle. The 25th of October, 1854.
And that's how WSCS became known as The Charge. Believe it or not.
Son, we need to talk.
Sure thing, Dad. What about?
Well, your mother was vacuuming the other day, and she found this on your bed.
Oh, geez, Dad, I can explain.
Well, you better do some explaining fast, son.
Well, I ran into some kids at school, and we just started, we were just messing around. We were just messing around with it, Dad, and we were just experimenting.
Yeah, well, we did some experimenting at school, too, son, but really, the Dixie Chicks...
Don't let this happen to you. Sit with your children and talk to them about the dangers of listening to country music. Warn them about peer pressure in school, the influences of television, and town hall dances. Take an active role in introducing your child to the benefits of a country-free music life.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Before it's too late.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, who single-handedly carries with him the world's largest resume. Flash Frisbone, the jock who never lasts the probationary period, living totally on severance pay as he travels from one station to the next in a constant search for steady employment. You'll remember last time, our hero journeyed to sunny Mexico to take employment at 100,000-watt XEIT, a border station owned by Pancho Villa, ice cream mogul and playboy. It is sign-on as we find Flash in the transmitter room in the basement of the ice cream factory where the station is located. Let's listen.
Boy, it sure is dark in here. As far as the light switch. Oh, there it is.
I can really see. Woo! You sure can't miss that transmitter.
gosh. A BTA 100K. They ain't made that one since the early 40s. Good shape, too. Now, what did I do with my instructions? Boy, I sure hope that this funny taste gets out of my mouth before I have to read the news. Okay, let's see. To turn on transmitter, that's what I want. To raise filaments, use switch number 1 to the up position. 1, that's this one here. They're lighting up. Oh boy, they're getting bright. Hot dog. Let's see, switch number 2 is permanently wired on by the chief engineer. Yep, yeah, that's a chief's work, all right. Square knot in the bailing wire. Dead giveaway. Okay, switch number 3 is plates on. The big guns. 100,000 watts, here we come. Ooh, listen to that power. I can't believe it. They'll hear me in Saskatoon. Let's see. What else does the instruction say? Transmitter is now on. Take meter readings every half hour. I'll do that at the end of my shift. I can't wait. I gotta get some records and gotta get some news. Oh, Flash Frisbone, the voice of the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, wow. 100,000 watts. And at exactly 6 a.m. in the control room of XEIT, our hero does his first 100,000-watt sign-on.
This is the voice of XEIT, XEIT, Axel Grisipo, Mexico. We broadcast with 100,000 watts on 1570 by the authority of the Radio Mexico.
The excitement in Flash's voice is hard to miss. The thought of his voice modulating those 100,000 watts is almost more than he can take.
We now begin our day's programming with the Back to Vitamins Hour from Paso Robles, California, and the right doctor, Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Back to Vitamins. This is the Back to Vitamin Hour with the right Dr. Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Good morning, everyone. Give me your pain and your suffering, and I will give you B7. I will give you the E-complex.
And with the first program of the day on the air, our hero journeys to the newsroom to begin assembling his 6:30 newscast. It's in the newsroom that he notices that there's something wrong with the signal. Either that, or the 6-transistor channel master on the news table just isn't up to snuff.
Wow. It should come in better than that. 100,000 watts and it's just down the hall. Gosh, that sure sounds weak to me. Maybe it's the battery. Yeah, that's it. The radio must need a new battery. Let me check it out. Take the back off. Nope. That battery's good. Radio Shack. Everybody gets them cards. He must have put the battery in last week, at least. Oh, that isn't the battery. Huh. Well, I better go down to the transmitter and take a look. Maybe something's wrong. The news can wait.
And in the transmitter room, Flash assesses the situation.
Let's see. Plates on. Filaments on. Modulation looks good. Where's the power meter? That must be this one here. Hey, 20 watts only. That can't be right. Well, wait a minute. There's a note. Keep power at present level by order of management. Hey, somebody must have been screwing with the transmitter. I'm sure Mr. Vanilla means he wants it up all the way. I better crank her up. Where's the crank? Oh, here it is. Hey, more bailing wire. I gotta cut it off if I'm gonna increase the power. Oh, I saw a wire cutter on the engineer's desk. It was over next between the twine and scotch tape. Yeah, by the bailing wire. Over here by the band-aids. There it is. Okay, now let's see. All I gotta do is just cut off the bailing wire. And then just crank her up. Load and dip. Load and dip. Boy, I knew that first phone course I took would come in handy someday, even if I did flunk the FCC test. Load and dip. 75, 90, 100,000 watts. There we go. Aw, oh, heck, a little more wouldn't hurt. Oh, that baby's really humming now. Yep, that's it. That ought to be enough. Well, gotta get my news ready. Pull some records. Oh, boy. Flash Frisbone is on the air.
But wait. What our hero doesn't know is that the transmitter was set at 20 watts for a reason. The main cooling blower to the final has broken. And even as our hero cues up his first record,
I rode my bicycle.
The heat from the now hot transmitter is melting the ice cream in the factory above. Soon, 400,000 gallons of Taco Brickle ice cream will melt. It could flood into the basement, drowning Flash, and really messing up the record library. What's going to happen? You'll have to wait till next time. The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. And what about Elma Gluck?
All right, you've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. What have we heard? The 1619 Badass Band with Step Out, and Pierre Henry with Jericho Jerk, and the Bill Doggett Trio with Honky Tonk. This is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to communicate, my email address is frederickmichaeloscarecho@colby-sawyer.edu. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those that you love.